Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
Welcome to episode 59, the podcast that plays the way the ball bounces and bounces the way the ball plays. I'm your host, Lenny, and with me, because he locked himself out of the house again, is co-host Matt. We'll discuss such topics as holidays of the week, I have a game for Matt this time, and the Bears. But most importantly, we'll do some trivia and we'll get into some arguments. Matt, a light schedule today, so if you were a professional wrestler, what would your entrance music be?
That's a great question. I feel like walk-up song and wrestling intro are different vibes. Wrestling intro. I mean,
well, wrestling intro, you can take your time with it.
Yeah. You play more of the song too. I don't know. You know, everybody knows I'm a ZZ Top fan. I might enter in with some LaGrange. I think the arena would go wild for that.
I wrote down something ZZ Top.
Yeah, that's probably where I'd end up. Just sounds like ZZ Top's bangers are just that. They're bangers.
If you would have given me 100 guesses, I would have not have come up with LaGrange was the name of that song.
I feel like you don't know it. I guess I don't know. I guess because I'm a fan, I can't exactly say. But to me, that's like the one people think about. Or maybe you would probably go Sharp Dress Man.
Does he say LaGrange at any point in the song?
Yeah. In a town outside LaGrange.
Then maybe I've never heard the full song.
That's within the first, the speaking parts within the first 10 seconds, maybe. That's true. One of my friends was listening to ZZ Top more before we went to the concert, and she said something about LaGrange, and I'm like, "What? This isn't a French band. This is LaGrange."
Baton Rouge.
LaGrange.
Yeah. I found an AI rock version of Many Men by 50 Cent. That's a banger.
is that what you would come out to?
Choice as of right now.
Yeah, I think that that's the hard part is if you are successful, it stays, you know? And you think of Stone Cold, the glass shattering, it's so iconic.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Half these guys have to hate half of these songs.
At some point.
I mean, you'd think. But I also don't hate every time they play Go Cubs Go. So, I don't know.
I guess it depends. All right. Yeah. Episode 59. I will say I was sweating this one a little bit. Lenny came in with the assist. We got Danny Trevathan. Number 59. Let's do this thing.
Was Holy Lola by the Dirty Nines, and it's a bit longer this time. Credit to Matt. Now back to the show. This, famously, is a sports podcast. Everyone's talking about it, first and foremost, and I don't think we could wait any longer. Matt, did you catch any good football games this past weekend?
You know, I was pretty busy. I didn't watch much football this weekend. I'm only joking.
They didn't play much football until the fourth.
It's all I did. I watched every single game. This was a great wild card weekend across the board. Every game was good. I think there was one blowout. No, it wasn't even really a blowout, but the Patriots won pretty handily. But every other game was great. And especially that Saturday night game, if we're getting into it.
Which game are you referring to?
That would be Bears-Packers.
Oh, that was last weekend?
Yeah. I would say, as a Bears fan, it might be my greatest memory. It might be my greatest memory as a Bears fan. And I only say might because it's like, I am cautious of recency bias, but it's got to be the great. It has to be number one in my lifetime for sure.
It'll play real well in that Super Bowl DVD.
I mean, that's the thing. If we're talking about Super Bowl DVDs, this whole season was the start of a Super Bowl DVD. Like, it'll probably start with like 0-2. You know, the big loss to the Lions week 2. Then Ben Johnson saying on the bye week, we're going to get the running game figured out. We come out, we're the best team running the ball since the bye week. Running game's falling off a little bit. If we're getting into the X and O's, I think it's still there. We just have to utilize it a little differently. But God dang, was that such a good game. I was watching, as every Bears fan was in the first half, being like, it's not different. It's all the same. Our life is a joke. With that being said, with the thought of like, I trust the Bears to come back, but to have the Packers blow the game the first time or second time we played them in such dramatic fashion, it was like, I don't think it can happen again. So once it got out to a too big of a lead, you know, where it was like 21-3, 26-3, whatever it was. Once it got out to the big lead, I was like, oh gosh, I don't know if we can do it. And then we came out in that second half, man, and we were a totally different team. And even though we still made mistakes and the defense didn't look great, it's like, we are a complete team. We played 4 quarters. The best thing is Micah Parsons tweeting from the skybox saying, this team plays 4 quarters. We can't stop now. And what did they do? They stopped now. It was great. It was amazing. Everything about it. I just like, I'm almost at a loss for words, and I'm still like, I don't know how to act. I think a lot of Bears fans feel the same way. Our friend Billy, of course, texted us being like, does anybody else not really know what to do with themselves or whatever he worded it the next morning? And I was like feeling the same thing. I was conscious of my resting face after the game was just a smile. Like, I noticed it. I was just like sitting, I wasn't watching football anymore. I think I was watching Ink Master, and I was just smiling and I couldn't stop. And it was like such a unique feeling, and it was so awesome.
I just kept posting stuff. I was like, you got to pry this phone from my hands. I was like, Bears are on a roll. Cubs signed Alex Bregman. I was like, okay, all right. I was like, well, I'm leaving with something. And then they just went off, and I was like, this might be the greatest day in the history of ever. All four Chicago teams, or all three Chicago teams that were playing, won. Cubs signed Bregman. White Sox still exist. It's nice.
White Sox still existing is important. That's important to note.
Very important.
I would say, if
I'm being cynical, I will say Jordan Love's last throw, way too much time. That bothered the hell out of me. I was like, oh my God, just tackle his ass.
All it did was add to the drama. I was fine with it. Once he dropped the ball, and then three-man rush. It's like, you're not going to get there, three-man rush. Like, I understand that. I was watching with a buddy, and he thought that the Kyler Gordon dropped interception at the end of the game was a Packers player. So I'm like jumping up, celebrating. Not jumping. I can't jump. But my version of jumping is standing. I was just standing.
Clapping my shoes together.
And he was like, that was so close. That was so close to a catch. And I was like, I was so excited. I was like hearing him, but not really registering what he thought. And then he was under the impression. I was like, oh my God, I couldn't imagine if that was the case. Just like hit the guy in the chest plate, a Packers player in the chest plate, and dropped it.
That's what I thought.
But it wasn't the case. Wasn't the case. And yeah, everything about it. It was just like, you just felt it happening. You felt it happening. And like, the Bears did a great job of like bending, not breaking, letting the Packers gain yards without taking time off the clock, which was important. Then, of course, like, we don't win the game without three missed field goals or two missed field goals and a missed extra point. We don't, but it happened. And Soldier Field is a tough place to kick. And we've always said that. And we've always taken for granted these kickers who can kick in Soldier Field. That's why people who are a little bit shaky on Santos, like, I know he can't hit the 60-yarder, but he's solid. He's so solid, and he knows how to kick in the wind, and he's reliable. And again, and then the same thing, we also don't win the game without Cairo Santos being able to kick in the Soldier Field wind. So it goes both ways for sure. And it's just so great. It's just so great. I can't stop. My Instagram reels, every other thing is something Bears related. And yeah. I watch them all. They're all fantastic.
What's a fantastic sit down is watching the Packers like media, Packers podcast guys all like watching in real time their team blow it. I watched like a 15-minute video the other day before bed. I was like, this is wonderful. As I brushed my teeth, I laid down, fluffed my pillows, and I went, ooh, 14 minutes, 53 seconds. I got time for that. And it was just a slow burn of just the Packers losing. Oh, it was cinema.
I had this thought. So, like, it kind of exactly what you're talking about. These people who exist, who live stream themselves in a room watching a football game, who watches that? The only thing it's good for is when you to see a reaction when your team loses tragically. Those are fun to watch. But yeah, are there people in the world?
Watch something in real time.
Is that what people are doing? Like, even like, I'm like a big Barstool fan, and they live stream games all the time. And I think the same thing for that. It's like, who is watching you watch the game? Is there a world where people have it on their TV and then have the live stream up on their computer in the same room? I don't understand it. I mean, I'm all for it because it gives great clips afterwards. And I'm sure that's why people do it. But like the guys who just like, you know, they have like probably 120 followers who are streaming the game. And then it's like, what? I don't understand what this is. It's a fascinating thing.
I feel the same about people that watch other people play video games. And I'm like, what? Why don't you just play the video game?
I have come to defend that. I have come to defend that. Because a lot of people talk negatively about it. And maybe I've even mentioned this on the podcast. But I tend to agree I'd rather play the video game. The like kids being super into it right now, what essentially is like everybody likes to watch somebody do something at the highest level. Right? Like that's the reason we watch sports. Like we're not sitting down and watching the high school football game that you can like catch on your local television, because it's not as fun to watch a lower level unless you're invested in it for some other reason, on a player that you know, or it's your own school or something like that. But you like to watch people do things at the highest level, and that's what watching people play video games is. It's like you're watching them, and it's fun to watch somebody who does something well. And so I defend that, and I think we come from a different world where like if you have multiple friends and you are the one that isn't playing, it's like the worst. But to them, it's not. They want to watch people do things well. It's interesting, but I come to defend it because that's how I feel about it.
Yeah. But I mean, these people that are live streaming in real time, I was like, other than the clips later, I was like, why would I watch you watch a football game?
But I do find myself sometimes with these clips, it's like, okay, you clearly edited this. Like I was watching one where the guy was talking a bunch of trash in the first half. It's like, I told you this team was frauds. These bears suck. And then it like the only 2 second half clips that guy had was him on his hands on his head for the DJ Moore touchdown. And then just like absolute surrender Cobra when they didn't complete the pass at the end of the game. And it's like, okay, that's I guess what it is. But
I mean, but it's just the amount of shit talking that those people do. I was like, why would you, as soon as the game starts going south, turn your live stream off? Why would you want this to be out there
somewhere?
That's
the thing. I respect them for keeping the live stream on, but I don't respect them for like the edit afterwards where it's like, this is, This is, you've clearly, you, we didn't get to watch your crash out, and that's what we as Bears fans wanted.
Yeah. I love that, like, we won that game. The temperature in the room, everyone was, you know, fired up. And then to find out that Ben Johnson was also fired up, I was like, this is great. I was like, you kind of, you know, everyone's kind of like, we're feeling something. And then they post a clip where he's, you know, in the locker room saying, fuck the Packers. And I was like, dude, this guy rules.
I know. The people who are like, coach, show some respect. It's like, what are you talking about?
It's the same idiots that let Aaron Rodgers say, I own you. And they were like, this is great.
It's like, this is general hatred in a rivalry, in like the oldest rivalry, one of the oldest rivalries in sports. It's like,
isn't this the point?
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the blow by handshake is just great because it's like, oh, this isn't an act. This is not an act. This is not Ben Johnson firing his team up. And now I will say, I don't think Matt LaFleur has ever really done anything to Ben Johnson to deserve the amount of hate that he gets. I will say that. But this is a little bit of like the Jordan effect. This is the Tom Brady thing of like, put a chip on your shoulder, make up a story if you have to motivate yourself. So it's like he has created this narrative that he's like, he hates the Packers because he knew that's what we would like as Bears fans, and in order to ingratiate himself with the fan base. And then it turned into real hatred. This is not like him playing to the Bears fan. Now, to say he likes beating Matt LaFleur twice in the opening press conference, yeah, that was him playing media a little bit and wanting us to like him more. But what it is now, it is real hatred. He does not like that team. And it's the same thing that we always feel. It's like you watch these Packers players and they're so smug and arrogant and pieces of garbage. And I've always felt that way. It's like there's like the really good players who you like hate but respect. And then there's like the rest of the players who are like, you just are like trying to start something on the field. It's like, I don't even see what happened in the pushing shoving match that started before the game. But I was like, I saw it happen and I was like, I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. So here's this is Ben Johnson on the post game locker room. There's a rivalry that exists between these two teams, something that I fully recognize and am part of. I don't like that team. Chairman George McCaskey and I have talked, and we're on the same page. So let's get Ben Johnson in trouble. And it's the equivalent of, I talked to Dad, Dad says it's fine.
There is like one of the complaints about the ownership group of the Bears was like, you guys aren't like football evaluators. I mean, he said that was the famous line, is like, we are not football evaluators, but he's like, I'm a football fan. And I like understood that. It's like, of course you're a fan. You're also a fan of the team that you own. I understand that. But this like proves that like, I can just picture George McCaskey in meetings with Ben Johnson being like, here's all the reasons I hate this team with every fiber of my being. And then it just like, Ben Johnson's like, yeah, I get it. I hate them too now.
Yeah. So here's a Packer fan responding to that thing on our side. All you Packer fans crying in the comments make our whole fan base look weak. It's a damn rivalry. They won this season. They've got the right to gloat and say, fuck the Packers. We've gloated and picked on them for so long. We have to be able to dish it out. You guys are a bunch of babies.
There you go. I mean, that's like a very level-headed Packers fan. I didn't know they existed. It's nice to know that, you know.
That was AI. But
every fan base has good and bad fans. Like, there's some Bears fans that I just like, I wish you would stop speaking for us because you make us sound
like he's not with us, just so you guys know. I was like, I'm able to be cool about this. He's not with us.
Yeah, it's like totally different. But you got to dish it and take it. And the fact that we're able to dish it is new for us, and it's great. And that's the other part. It's like, have we beat the Packers? Of course we've beat the Packers in our lifetime. Like, of course we have. But have we ever beat the Packers and been like, oh, this is the turning point? This feels like it's the turning point. This feels like every time we play the Packers, like they're going to get up for the game. Like next year is going to be, these games are going to be great next year. They're going to get up for it. And it's like, okay, now you're up for it. We're up for it too. Are you better than us? And I think the answer is moving forward is going to be no, because we're only going to get better.
Well, I just don't understand the like, it, isn't this the whole point of a rivalry? I was like, so like, let's say the you know, Bears gave you no reason to hate them until now. I was like, okay, use that. Why are the players upset? Use this for next year. Isn't this the whole damn point of it? I mean, I just don't understand the whining of it. But
I have heard from like Bears fans who go to Lambeau that like the Packers fans are very nice. Even after they like put a 50 burger on us, they're very nice and they kind of little bro us. And they've earned the right to do that. Like, I think like that's probably, I would rather them like say, I told you so, Bears suck, rather than like, hey, it's okay. It's like, maybe one day you'll find a quarterback. I mean, it's pretty easy. We find them all the time. Maybe one day.
They have,
you know, like, instead of, that's like so much worse for me. I would like hate that. But guess what? We got a quarterback now, and we also have a head coach that you're going to have to deal with for the next 10 to 15 years. So suck on that.
Yeah, I mean, and the fact that also, you know, moving on from Green Bay, I was like, maybe I'm supposed to be scared of the Rams, but I was like, they look like ass against the Panthers twice.
So our buddy Chris texted me during the game. Chris was one of our former roommates.
Hello,
and he's
Chris.
A big Bears fan. Hello. And he texted me, he's like, who do we want to win this game for the Eagles Niners? Because that was the one that determined whether we play the Eagles or we play the Rams. And I originally said, I was like, I think I want to play the Rams. I want the Niners to win because I want to play the Rams the way they looked against the Panthers. And then I was like, I just don't know if our defense would be able to stop the Rams at all.
Specifically,
but then there's a part of, well, yeah, there's a part of me that's like, I'd rather be in a shootout, an offensive shootout, than like a defensive slugfest, because there's no chance in hell we can win that. We're just not good enough on defense. So that's when I was like, I changed, and I was like, watching the Eagles play, I'm like, no, I want to play the Eagles again. Their offense is terrible. Their defense is good, but we have a good offense. So it's like, and we've already beat them. So it's like, but we beat them by like running the ball down their throat, and they would be prepared for that. So it's like, they'd be preparing for the run. Maybe. So that's what was my thought. And then I switched from the Rams to the Eagles in the middle of the game. And right as I did that, of course, the Niners threw a touchdown to go up. And I was like, I don't know what to feel anymore. It is what it is. We'll play whoever's next up. We'll play them. And it'll probably be a great game. I'm just a little bit worried that the Packers, we've seen the Packers implode. It's like, if the Rams get up to that lead, I don't think we're coming back, because their defense is solid. And I'm just worried about stopping. But the only thing we got going for us is we're playing at home. We know Stafford doesn't play well in the elements. That's like the ultimate equalizer. It's like, we got a California team coming out to play in bear weather. That's what we love. So that's what we have going for us. The home field advantage was crucial in this matchup, and it will be. And let the NFC North beat each other up, and we'll play whoever comes out of that Niners and Seahawks game. I don't know who I want out of that, but I just know we have a real
49ers. I don't think Seattle's defense is like, well, I think their defense is better than our offense at the moment. So,
but the other part is, I want to play a quarterback who will give the ball away. That's why I originally wanted the Rams too. It's like, Stafford will throw a couple, like he can throw two interceptions a game in the games they win, no problem. So it's like, the Bears defense being what it is, we're like, we rely on turnovers. So I want the quarterback who's going to give the ball away. That's kind of why I didn't want to play the Eagles, because they don't give the ball away. Even though we took it away from them, I think we had three turnovers in the game we played against the Eagles. I was a little bit nervous, just because if we get into that style of game with our defense being as bad as it is, I'd rather play the team whose quarterback gives it away. That's why I think I'm leaning Seahawks, because I think Sam Darnold will throw it to us, and we know he doesn't play great in big games. And even though it came down to the last play of the game against the 49ers, it just like that offensive shootout is like, I don't want to have to get into that game again with the 49ers. I'd rather play the Seahawks, but we got to get through the Rams first, not looking ahead. I think the Rams are going to be our toughest test. I think they're going to be prepared. Sean McVay is obviously a great coach.
It says we're looking it's a high around 15, dropping to near 10 by game time with wind chills as low as -6.
Yeah, that's bare weather, baby.
Yeah. Possibility of snow showers about an inch expected, particularly during the evening game slot.
Did the schedule come out? Do we know when we're playing? I didn't even look.
I think we're playing at 7.
On Sunday?
Yeah. Pretty sure. I think it was posted in, LA time. So I think it said 5:10. So maybe it's 7:10.
I see it here. I got 3:30. 3:30
yeah,
my time.
It's got to be 5:30. Yeah.
So you got the 5:30 game.
Yeah. But then some of us are off on paternity leave. And also some of us are off for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So bear down.
And some of us are off on workers' comp.
IR. Injured reserve.
Yeah, let's get after it. I'm so excited for this. I just don't know how to act. Playoff victory? We're a year ahead. I know we're a year ahead. But with the quarterback playing well and the coaching staff coaching as well as they are, it doesn't feel like we're a year ahead.
So here's the question. The Bears lose to the Packers. Would you have thought it was a losing season?
No. Didn't we do this last time?
Yeah, but now that we won, now we can safely say what are actually in the heart of hearts.
Your expectations are allowed to change throughout the season. Like anybody who's like, oh, I thought they were going to win 9 games, and so anything over that is like, no. Once we got to 9 wins, then you get to reevaluate what are your real expectations. And my expectations were we won a playoff game. So we've hit those. And guess what? I'm reevaluating in anything less than an NFC championship. It's like, I'm going to be disappointed in. I think we can legit beat the Rams. I think we should be in the NFC championship. I was like, so a lot of my friends here aren't football fans, but I have told them you're not a football fan, which means you're friends with me. You're now a Bears fan because you're going to support me and we'll take all the fans we can get.
Bear by proxy.
So they kind of follow, but I've lived here for 9 years and the Bears were only good in 2018. And so nobody understands. And so I was texting one of my friends who was wow, not looking great in the first half. And I was yeah, it's just kind of how it goes, whatever. And they're why are they so bad? Why can't they just get good players? Why? And I'm just wait. Okay, here we go. And then to tell them the Bears are now 2 wins away from going to a Super Bowl, that's a shocking thing for people. And then until I tell them that, and then I'm saying it being the Bears are 2 wins away from going to the Super Bowl. That's crazy. I love it. I love it so much. I had a wardrobe change. I had a wardrobe change at halftime because all of my clothes I was wearing clearly were the issue. So I did a full wardrobe change. And now I have a new game day wardrobe. Don't you worry, folks. I'm going to have it on.
Why waste time play good 4 quarters when 1 quarter do trick? When me win Super Bowl champion, they see.
I didn't know when to text the Packers fans in my life. I did wait till the next morning. I just texted
we had a baptism the next day, and my uncle was a Packer fan, and he told me he was planning on not showing up because he didn't want to hear anything from us. So,
it's kind of fair. It's kind of fair. So I just texted. I was like, "This is a wellness check." Period. And they responded unwell. I was like, okay, we're done here.
One of Lizzie's cousins, they live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And her boyfriend is from Wisconsin. So all of his teams are obviously Brewers, Packers, Bucks. So, that's fine. I have no problem talking to somebody who loves their teams like I love, my teams. So I just text him a respect emoji. And he was like, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm not doing this right now. So I talked to him the next day and he was just like, he's like, it's one thing to lose. It's another thing to just piss the game away. He's like, if we were never leading, like, that's obviously easier to stomach. Them leading for, you know, three quarters and then pissing the game away. He's like, I mean, that's just obnoxious. But he's like, that's on us too. I mean, the Bears played out of their mind in the fourth quarter. And he's like, we left like 9 points on the table with, you know, kicks alone. So he's like, it's not much you could do about it.
Yeah, it feels great though. Feels great to be on this end of it.
Yes, it does.
All right. I know I could talk about the Bears for this whole podcast, but we got other things. What do we got next?
Last Saturday was, of course, Beat Packers Day. So that was a fun day. It was a roaring success, but let's move to some lesser known holidays. January 17th, Customer Service Day. Would you say everyone needs to work a customer service job to really feel what the world has to offer?
I absolutely think that. I feel like you can be around a person who hasn't worked a customer service job, which is the way they treat people sometimes.
Yeah. I was like, oh, you're not broken yet.
It's like, I don't know. It's also like your expectations change when you're... Now, I never worked in the food industry, but my real experience with customer service was the movie theater, which was a unique environment, but those are like shorter interactions. Working at U-Haul was an eye-opening experience for customer service for me. That one was like, you're dealing with a person on like their most stressful day of moving. If it's not going perfectly, which it's never is by the time they even get the truck, it's just like you're dealing with these people that are just like, and then the people who come in like on the day, like, and just so like everybody moves on the first of the month or the end of the month or the first of the month, that weekend, everybody moves. So somebody will come in and be like, yeah, I need a truck. And it's like, we don't have any. It's like, well, there's tons of trucks out there. It's like, yeah, everybody has reserved those. You mean I can't get a truck? I'm like, yeah, you won't be able to get a truck for the, in like within like 100-mile radius. You need to like schedule this out long before. So then they're just like pissed at you. And I'm like, I don't know what you want from me. This is like everybody moves. You're not the only person moving on this day. This is when leases end, dude.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the people that don't understand when the prices aren't determined by the cashier or they start yelling at you and you're like, dude, I work here, man. I didn't pick the prices. Apples are up, I guess. I don't know, man. Again, that's a... something that's decided above my pay grade. So you taking it out on me who's hungover at, 21, of course. It's like, that. What's your problem, man? That they have a phone at Jewel that, price check on whatever. Never use that phone. I told the person, how much you think this thing is? And whatever they told me, I just plugged it in. Grocery. Boop, boop. Done. Move on. Leave, please. So yeah, I was... the greatest employee they ever had.
You should have added like 50 cents to anything they said.
I mean, for the most part, if they were like, oh, I think it was like $2. I was like, all right, $2.99. I was like, it was probably $4. And I just gave it to you for a dollar short. So they almost never argued with me. See you later. Yeah, it's great. I got written up one time because I was chewing gum. And the lady didn't like my attitude. So she wanted to fill out one of those comment card things. So,
I'm sure you had a shit attitude.
I mean, probably. But I mean, again, I was a teenager working summers. I was like, you go find somewhere else to be. I've ruined your Jewel experience. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, it's fair. I don't know if I've ever been written up.
I had to they pulled me into the office and they were like, this lady said you were like, rude, like, wouldn't give her the time of day. And I was like, well, what did you want me to do? I was like, I remember the lady. She had like two items. I mean, how long you want me to talk for this lady? There was a pack of gum and something else. I was like, how long you want me to keep her in line? I was like, it was like a moving motion. Chewing gum. She didn't like the way I was chewing gum. I was like, this lady sucks. And they were like, well, you can't say that. The customers customer's always right. And I was like, nah, I'm pretty sure I remember that lady. That lady sucked, but whatever.
I am remembering a time I did get written up at the bowling alley in college I worked at. And it's a fair write-up. I did punch a coworker, so that one's worth it, I think.
But did you ruin anybody's bowling experience? Probably not.
No, there wasn't many. I don't even know if there was anybody in the bowling alley at the time.
That's what I mean.
But, I'll admit, I did punch him. I didn't punch him in the face or anything, you know? I just punched him.
Do you remember what the squabble was about?
Yeah. I mean, he was kind of a piece of shit person anyways. I didn't really care for him. And he was always trying to get me in trouble. Why, I don't know. And he was like doing something in the back. And he came out and I was eating my Subway sandwich from the Union.
The Union, shout out Union.
I was eating my Subway sandwich and he had a paper towel and was wiping the sweat off of his forehead. And I said, what are you sweating for? You're not even working. And he then took his sweat rag and threw it at me.
Was he a Southern gentleman?
No. He threw his sweat rag. It was one of those brown paper towels. He threw it at me out of anger when I said that, and it landed on my sandwich, and I just got up and I just started punching him as he was running away from me. And so I understand why I got written up for it. I do. But he was on the clock too, and he disappeared for like an hour after I punched him a few times. And where's his write up, you know?
I would say if it weren't you being you, how did you not get fired for assaulting a coworker?
It was because I am a good worker and charming and friends with the boss.
You're like, oh, you punched Dan? No, Dan sucks. Like, yeah, I know.
Well, he like called me in. He's like, what happened? And I explained it to him. He's like, yeah, you know, I might have had a same reaction. And this guy was a really nice guy. I was like, you would not have had the same reaction. I know I overreacted. So it was more the straw that broke the camel's back. Same kid tried to get me fired earlier. And this was maybe also a viral offense. I used to play in the intramural basketball or volleyball, whichever. I don't remember what season it was, but I would clock out of my shift for, you know, a half hour, 40 minutes, and then come back in, which was, that was okay. But I stopped clocking out and I would just go play and then get the extra 30. So he ratted on me for not punching out. And I was just like, I always punch out. I just like forgot. Like I can correct it on the time card. But yeah, he tried to get me fired for that. And then he also threw the sweat rag at me. So I just like had enough of this kid and I just punched him. And he
ran away.
I'm picturing
the guy from Jurassic Park. The like Colonel Sanders guy.
No,
when you said
I
he
can
was
tell you exactly.
Patting the top of his head.
I can tell you exactly what this kid looked like. He looked like the kid from Up.
Okay.
He was like a spitting image of the kid from Up.
What
just
the hell
like
was
a little
name?
Bit. Russell.
Russell. Yeah, that makes sense. You got molasses spilling out your mouth.
He was a little bit older version of Russell. And yeah, I punched him. And as I was punching him, he's like, yeah, do something. As he's literally running away, like trying to talk shit to me. And he's like, yeah, do something. And I'm like punching him. And then he like, yeah, you won't do anything. And then he like ran away and he was gone for about an hour.
Licking his wounds.
I'm sure went to the boss. I'm sure that's where he went.
All right.
Again, totally fair write-up. Fair write-up. I support it.
That leads us to January 18th, Punch Your Coworker Day. No, I'm kidding. That would have worked out real nice. January 18th, Winnie the Pooh Day. Pooh Bear was and still is a great hit in my house. I'm wondering, Matt, did your mom let you watch Winnie the Pooh? Or was the word poo banned in your home?
No, we're okay. It's the O-H that makes it okay. Yeah, I was a Winnie the Pooh fan.
Okay. Interesting. I thought maybe your mother was like, whoa, too close.
No, she was a fan.
Interesting. These rules seem arbitrary. She needs to make a list of all the words she deems appropriate in the house.
I agree.
Pooh Bear? Pooh?
How do you feel about Derrick Rose's nickname being Pooh?
I mean, That's a grown ass man being called Pooh. He should be worried about it. Why do they call him Pooh?
That's his nickname.
But based on what? Is he from the Hundred Acre Woods?
I don't know if it comes from anywhere. I mean, his like friends and family call him Pooh.
Maybe he's just a big Winnie the Pooh fan.
His son is PJ, which stands for it is Pooh Jr.
What?
Yep.
Are you making this up?
It's real.
Pooh Jr. What the hell? Okay, I mean, what an interesting man.
Who had Pooh Jr. on their bingo card? Go ahead and cross that one out.
PJ Rose, yeah. Interesting. So his first name is Pooh. That's what you're telling me.
No, I think he just is PJ, but it's short for Pooh Jr.
Okay.
I don't think he's like Patrick Julius Rose.
Derrick Rose's nickname is Pooh, and such his son is Pooh Jr., or PJ for short. His birth name is Derrick Rose Jr. That makes more sense. So he's really leaning into this Pooh thing. You know, you have the kid. You can name it whatever you want. Most people don't
know. Did you just call Derrick Rose's son by his government name? You sick son of a gun.
I'm going to do a press conference with my lawyers. You're not allowed to call people by their full birth names. All right, Matt. We played a game last week. That was your game. This time I have a game for you. If you remember, many moons ago, I created two games for my bachelor party. It was, of course, Thangs, and it was Words, Words, Words. When I searched up Words, 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 dust off my Christmas case, because that's what it's in, I was like, this is basically the concept of what we did last time. It's just words on a card, and I'm like, oh, yeah, maybe I invented the game we played last week. So that's what I have for you here.
What did we call that last week?
I don't know. Not words, 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 because that's trademarked.
Say less.
Say less. Words, 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 say less. What were the parameters last time? It was 15 words, then there were 10. Like, what was it?
There were 7 words, and you had to try to get them in 15 clues or less.
Okay. So I have 10. Do you want to do 18?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see here. Yeah, I was like, oh, man. This game should be sold.
So it sounds like you had fun with Say Less.
I did. It sounds like you just stole words, words, words.
I 100% stole it. Original content is hard to come by nowadays. This is a content world.
I'll show Matt the official words, words, words card that's laminated. Thank you very much.
You literally created this, huh?
That's what I said. I never lied to you.
I know, but you're like nerdier than I thought.
Is that possible?
It's coming up. I thought this was just a concept that you created. I didn't realize you had the cards made.
Yeah. You just, it's pretty simple. You just print blank cards. You just buy blank cards. You print words, tape the words to the card, laminate the card, cut the card. I mean, everybody's doing it.
Do you have a laminator?
Of course I do. I'm going to waste my time getting these cards can get wet, my friend. Beer, water.
Other liquid.
Milk, perhaps.
All right, hit me with some words, words, words. All right, we got 10 words. You're going to give me a clue one word at a time, similar?
Yeah. Yes, all sir. Right. All right, let's see here.
I'll try to keep track of the words because that was...
That's what I'm writing down right now. All right. Yeah, I didn't even look back to see if we were correct on our numbers last time.
So there's no categories for this. These are just random words, words, words.
But we can do it.
All right. Yeah, I'm ready.
Your first word, lesbian.
Wanda Sykes.
Dory.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah. If I said Dory first, would you have gotten Ellen DeGeneres?
Probably.
Damn. I thought that maybe would have been too easy. I was trying to.
Are you keeping track of the words or am I?
I can keep track.
Okay.
So you don't have to. Boxer.
Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Tattoo.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Iron Mike.
Ooh.
Wait, we're trying to get this in 18 words? I gave you two for everyone and one extra for seven. You're giving me, I have to get all these in two, but I have to get two of them in one. Okay, we'll try it. I'm down. I'm still down.
It's words, words, words. Maybe that was just the parameters of say less.
Totally different game. Totally different game.
Yeah. My words are blue. Yours were in red. your word is bus.
Okay, this could go a lot of directions.
As most buses do.
And are these all people?
No.
They're not all people.
No.
Okay. Bus, I mean, I want to say myself, but I don't think you put me on your card game. And I think of Miss Frizzle or Rosa Parks. That's my bus.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Miss Frizzle.
Racism.
Dang it. Son of a gun.
I can't believe I put Rosa Parks as one of these cards.
Rosa Parks. Okay. Rosa Parks. Son of a gun.
You want to hear a fun fact?
I had it.
Rosa Parks' husband had a car. He just drove her to work that day. Just saying. All right. Lock in. Your word is Pedro.
Pedro. Napoleon Dynamite?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Let's go.
Do we determine our like proper nouns, one word? Like if I said Uncle Rico.
No, yeah, no. That's two words.
Okay. Okay. So we have, let's see. One, two, three, four. We're through four and you have nine words. So you know. Your next word. Let's see if you can do this. Glass.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Wrestler.
No, I thought when you said it like that was a good guess though, wasn't it? I thought there was a chance. Because I thought your brain might work in a weird way with to get to Samuel L. Jackson.
I would have said Frozone.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You are correct. Could I have said Steve Weiser?
I don't think so.
Can you make up words, words, words? Okay. Ooh. Okay. Okay. We don't have dicking around time. I'll say Mamba.
Okay. So the guy who sings Mambo Number 5. this is Kobe Bryant.
Kobe is your answer?
Yeah.
It is, in fact, Kobe Bryant. You know what I was going to say?
Number 8 was the rapist.
I was going to say helicopter.
Dang.
Okay. Mamba. And it's Mambo Number 5, for the record.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Your next word, Graceland.
Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley is correct. You've got one, two, three left, and you've got one, two, three, four, five words left.
We got this, no problem.
Words, 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 words. Ooh, this is rough stuff. Web.
Are we going Peter Parker or are we going Spider-Man? That's the real question here. I'm going to say you wrote it as Spider-Man.
Not Spider-Man. So your word was web. Let's do search.
Google?
I'm trying to think here. Web search. Ooh. Explorer.
Web search explorer. Jeez, I have no clue, Lenny. Web.
This one.
Web search explorer. Okay. So you can search on the web. I'm assuming those two things. Explorer. It's not Dora. It would be an easier way to get to Dora.
Would be wild if it was Dora.
Like, I don't get how, like, Magellan or Columbus go with Webb and search. Is Jeeves? Ask Jeeves. Is Ask Jeeves this explorer?
Is that
what the heck is this? Are you regretting Webb? Are you regretting Webb?
No. I'm not regretting Webb. Okay. I'm regretting what came after Webb.
Search? So you're regretting search?
Yeah.
Webb Explorer.
You are correct.
Jeez. Are we talking like it's not Microsoft Explorer? It's not. Oh, wait. Maybe maybe it's Microsoft.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
No.
You see how I got there, though?
Yeah. Okay. Web Search Explorer Blue.
Search Explorer Safari?
Older.
So I'm on the right track with this. Is this Microsoft Edge? What the heck is this, Lenny? Blue?
Blue?
This is the exact example of somebody screaming in their car the answer and I can't get there. Web Search Explorer Blue. I think Microsoft and Safari were great choices. All right, what came after Blue? What was the older? Older.
Older.
Older, but it's clearly a name of a search engine that's Blue. Is it not a search engine? No, I can't answer that.
I'm not telling you.
That'll be a word. Gosh, this is worse than your Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah. You're okay. Gonna be mad.
I am going to be mad?
Yeah.
Blue, older blue, search, yeah. Web.
So I would have said instead of search, I would have said after web, I would have said the letter E.
E.
I'm watching a grown man break down over past 18.
No clue. Okay. It's not Microsoft Edge. It's not Microsoft Explorer. It's not Microsoft. It's not Safari, and yeah. It's older, and yeah. I'm just must be forgetting something.
Yeah, you are correct.
I
a blue E.
Blue E, I thought was Microsoft Explorer. Is that not what it is?
No. No, it is not.
And then it became Microsoft Edge.
No. I don't think Microsoft Explorer is the thing. I know what you're thinking
but
of.
Not?
No.
It's not? Is no. That where I'm mistaken?
Yes. Blue Microsoft. E, I think, with like a yellow line through it
or
something.
I can picture it plain as day. I thought that was called Microsoft Explorer.
No. Let me tell you what it is.
I'm going to look up Microsoft Explorer really fast. This is not
There's
this is
just
not
no way. This episode is going to be called Microsoft Explorer. Web Search Blue E.
Look it. This is the logo for Microsoft Explorer.
It's fucking Internet Explorer.
Oh. Yes, Internet Explorer. Is that what it is?
Yeah. The word was Internet.
Oh my God. Lenny, there are so many easier ways to get to Internet.
Like what? I said web.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then I would have hit you with world, wide.
It's called Microsoft Internet Explorer.
That's its full government name?
That's unbelievable.
Is that real? Its full government name is Microsoft Internet Explorer? I mean, I guess that makes sense, but I've never heard anybody call it Microsoft Explorer.
Really? I feel like that's what I called it growing up.
I don't know. I don't think that's real.
But you're right, though. Internet Explorer is what it's called.
Let's go. Do you want to know the two words you missed?
I swear people called it Microsoft Explorer.
Oh, I don't think so.
It's been a while since we used the old that, but it is called Microsoft Edge, not Internet Edge.
Correct. I understand the pitfall, but want to know the two words?
I'm picturing the right thing. That's my bad.
Yeah.
That's my bad. Let's just maybe we can get the next two with just a sound.
How about I hum it to you?
Sure. We can try it. Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Look at that. No words needed.
No words, words, words. cannot say less. I don't even know what noise I would make for this one.
horse.
There's no noise for this one. I'll give you one word. Panthers.
Panthers?
Mm-hmm. Which are a real animal.
Yeah, but which way are you going with this? Is it like a Panthers player? Is it another name for a panther? Like, is it just a jaguar?
Jaguar.
Is it panther?
Panthers.
Plural, panthers. Is it jungle cat?
You think one of these cards says jungle cat?
Yeah.
You don't think I would put on the card panthers and then your clue was jungle cat? No. Let's do panthers. Pretzels.
Pretzels. Panthers, pretzels, Cheetos?
I'll give you more P words. Pitchers.
Pitchers, pretzels, panthers.
Yeah.
Picture?
Pitchers.
Pretzels. Panthers.
So not pictures. Pitchers.
Pitcher.
Pitchers, oh, yes.
This is not... Sticks.
<It's> not... Sticks is there.
Charleston?
Lincoln.
Illinois.
The land of Lincoln. No. Castle.
Eastern Illinois University.
There you go.
I almost said that, but I was like, why would he put that?
You almost said it after Panthers?
Because you made the game. Yeah, I almost said it after Panthers, but I was like, I was just so...
You should be worried that you got Rosa Parks fairly quickly. The jungle cat.
After, I guess, my girl, the frizz.
That's true.
Also, we could have got internet with just a noise. Could you do that for me?
You're thinking of AOL. You're thinking of Bing Bong.
No. I'm thinking of a dial-up internet. I'm thinking of a dial-up internet tone.
Yeah, and then you would have said Microsoft Edge. Microsoft Explorer.
Okay. I think overall, not bad. I think words. I need to remember that you created it.
And that it's nonsense. All right.
We both failed.
Yeah. You claim to have trivia for us. So
I do have trivia for us.
So we couldn't say less and we couldn't do words.
All right. You ready to get into some trivia?
I'm ready.
Okay. So your trivia theme. I don't know where I came up with this theme, but I just thought of it and I liked it. This is lucky number 7 trivia.
Ooh, jungle cats.
Things that either come in sevens, have to do with 7. You'll figure it out.
I had a joke. Right, you ready? But your mother listens to this podcast.
In the film, Snow White and the 7 Dwarfs. What are the dwarfs' names?
Oh, all of them. Sleepy. Dopey. Happy, grumpy, sneezy. Who the hell else am I missing? There's not a sad. I know that's not right.
No, there's not a sad.
No. Droopy.
Nope.
Doc? Is Doc one of them?
Doc? You haven't said Doc? And I got one left. I think this is the one people forget.
The one people forget. Sleepy. I said sleepy already?
You already said sleepy.
Sleepy, grumpy, happy, duck, dopey.
Who the hell am I missing? Snow White.
You want a clue or a letter?
Give me a letter.
B.
B? What the hell? Bashful.
Bashful, exactly.
That bastard.
All right, not bad.
Yeah.
All right. Question 2. What are the 7 continents?
God.
North America, South America, Europe, Africa, Australia. Hold on. North America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, Australia, Antarctica.
Very good. I was hoping I would trip you up.
There's a couple
layups in here that I just kind of hope trip you up. That was one of them. Question 3.
I counted Europe already.
Question 3. What are the seven colors in a traditional rainbow?
Jesus Christ. Red, blue, green, yellow, orange, purple. You said there were seven?
Yeah.
What the hell am I missing? Pink?
Purple and pink are not in the rainbow.
What? Purple and pink are not in a rainbow. Or white and black? There's no way. Brown?
No.
The bitch-ass guy.
There's an acronym that everybody knows, and I was banking on you not knowing the acronym for the rainbow.
Roy G. Biv.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, it means nothing to me. I don't even know how to spell G. Biv. Oh, violet?
Phonetic. There you go, violet.
Is it, what you call it? It's not indigo, is it?
It is indigo.
Stupid ass letters.
Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet.
You want to hear something terrible? For the last week, for God knows why, I've said Roy G. Biv. When like something happens, if I like drop something or whatever, instead of like damn, I've been saying Roy G. Biv.
Perfect. Now you know what it means.
I was like, it's got to mean something. Like,
all right, here's one for you. As a good Catholic boy, you should know your deadly sins. Name all seven.
I am a glutton for punishment.
I will say, I might give you credit for less than seven, but go ahead.
Gluttony.
Gluttony. Lust.
What else? Gluttony, lust. Sex. Gluttony, lust. Pride.
Pride.
What the hell? Seven sins.
I did say I have written in the question in parentheses, naming five will get you the credit. So you got to get two more to get the credit.
Wealth.
No, but you're not off. You're not on a bad track there.
Yeah. Jeez. Wealth, money, hoarding, lust, glutton. What the hell am I missing? How many do I have? Three?
You have three out of seven.
That's not good.
What are you confessing in that confessional?
It's my sins. Adultery.
Those out of context, right? I hope.
Yeah. Like I need right. More than one woman yelled at me per day. No, thanks. I disappoint three women in my house.
All right. Are we at the point where we want some clues?
Yeah.
All right. So you got pride, lust, and gluttony.
And pride. Or yeah. Yeah.
All right. So you're on the right track with money. But it's like what you are that makes you want more money. You want more of something.
I can't say the word. But what I want more? What?
When you want something more, you're this.
Oh, you're talking pot of greed.
Yeah, don't be greedy. So greed. Yeah.
Okay.
Jealousy, another word for jealousy.
Hey, jealousy. Another word for jealousy.
Some would say you might be green with this.
Oh, green with envy. Yes.
I don't even know how to give you a clue for this one. Starts with a W.
Wrath.
There you go. It's wrath is one of them, yeah.
Are you going to say Titans?
And then there's one that starts with an S.
Sloth.
There you go.
Bastards.
You always forget about sloth.
Yeah.
Right. Question five. In your favorite sports mid-game break, a drunk, nearsighted announcer would lead you through a song. When he was slurring his words, you might not have been able to catch the correct words in the middle of the song. So please finish the next two lines of the song with the correct words. Take me out to the crowd.
It's just an insanely idiotic thing to start with, to try to get me to do something.
I just want it to be hard. I want it to be hard. You know, you gotta know it. Maybe you don't know it.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out. Isn't it with the crowd?
Oh, take me out with the crowd. Yes, sorry. I misread it.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. Is it just one Jack?
And I need the next line also.
I don't care if I ever go back, get back. I don't care if I ever go back. Yeah, it's got to be go.
So the correct line would be, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack, singular.
Okay. That's why I thought you were going to try to get me.
I don't care if I never get back.
I don't care if I never get back. Okay. I mean, sure.
Those are the correct words.
It's fine. We do things a little different at the Friendly Confines, but
yeah, I said there's a near a drunk nearsighted announcer who would lead you through it.
Harry Carey.
Yeah. All right. You botched it.
Yeah, it's fine. At the old ball game.
Question number 6. In bowling, what's the maximum number of strikes you can throw in a row in a perfect game?
Maximum number of strikes you can throw in a row? Well, it gets to 300, so it's got to be there's 10 frames, so at least 10. Am I overthinking this completely? 30 strikes.
30 strikes is incorrect.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. If you get a strike a frame, that's 10. Okay, I'm going to say 11.
Also incorrect. The correct answer is 12.
Ah, because you throw the ball three times in the 10th?
Yeah, you can get three throws in the 10th. I just thought that would really throw you for a loop with all the answers being 7 or 7 related. That wouldn't just be 12. So I thought that would be kind of funny. I was kind of hoping you would be like, 7?
I technically knew what the answer was. I'm just too stupid to understand what I was saying.
Yeah. Well, all right. The super spy James Bond has had six actors play the character. Can you name 4 of the 6 007s?
Sean Connery.
That's 1.
Pierce Brosnan.
2.
Daniel Craig.
3.
And who am I missing? Sean Connery, Pierce Brosnan, Daniel Craig. Is there like a huge one I'm missing here?
I mean, the one who's done the most films.
One who's done the most films? Robert Moore.
It is Moore, but it's not Robert.
It's Jimmy Moore.
Oh, you're close with Robert.
Roger Moore.
Very good. Yes. And it was George Lazenby. I don't know that one. And then Timothy Dalton.
Sure.
Which he did one in our lifetime.
Yeah. I believe you.
All right. Now, nice job. Whew. I figured the 3 you would get. That's why I made it 4, because you got to remember that one more.
Yeah.
All right. What famous 1960 Western film that was remade in 2016 is titled with the number 7?
The 7 Deadly Sins. The 7 Amigos. The Dirty 7.
None of these are correct.
The Unlawful 7. The Lone.
I think you'll know it to hear it.
Yeah, because like I said, I'm just dumb.
That's like the whole point of this podcast, is just trying to prove to each other how dumb we are.
The Vengeful 7.
No.
Am I closer or further away?
I mean, it is the something 7.
Yeah, that was, thank you. the Weary.
I think if I give you the letter, you'll get it.
Probably.
It's M, the M7.
M?
M.
What the hell? The Mighty 7. The Most Wanted 7. The Merciful 7.
I'm going to put you out of your misery here and be merciful. It is the Magnificent 7.
Ah, of course. One more. You cut me off one word short.
Yeah, you would have got it. Okay, number 9. What is the term for a group of 7 musical performers?
It is, of course, that's a sete cool. It's a choir. It's it's the quartet. The quartet is 4.
There you go.
A quintuplet is 5 babies playing instruments.
I would say you saying a quartet is 4 is a very good direction to go in.
I don't know what word to put for 7. If quartet, it's not a sebet.
It's not.
What is the root word? What language?
I think Latin.
Ah, of course it is. What the hell is Latin for 7?
I mean, if you know the months, it would help, but the name of the month doesn't correlate to the numbered month.
Right. It's not October, because that was 8. It's sept. Septet.
Septet is correct. Very good. Way to get there.
Yeah.
That was tough sledding.
I know there was originally 10 months and they added 2. So that's how they get you.
Okay.
That's how they get you.
The Yankees, Broncos, and Blackhawks all have the jersey the number 7 jersey retired. Who are the players for each team that have their number retired?
You said Blackhawks, Yankees, and who?
Broncos.
Broncos. Number 7 is 7 Elway?
7 is John Elway. Very good.
Blackhawks, I'm assuming, I mean, unless it was fairly recent, is it Brent Seabrook?
It's not Brent Seabrook.
But he was allowed to use 7?
Yep.
Bobby Hall was not 7. The Golden Jet. Is it Chilios?
It is Chris Chilios.
Okay. It was Blackhawks, Yankees, and Broncos. The Yankees is... It's not Babe Ruth. Is it Joe DiMaggio?
It is not.
Number 7 for the Yankees. Jeter was 2.
I'm pretty sure the Yankees have all single-digit numbers retired.
Yeah. So I know, I don't think it's, Babe Ruth was like 9, 10, or 11 or something like that. Who the hell?
I think he wore number 3.
Did he?
Babe Ruth wore 3.
Is it Shoeless?
Who played for the White Sox? That'd be weird.
Number 7. Who am I forgetting? It's not DiMaggio. It's not Ruth. It's not Jeter. Number 7. My stupid Ted Williams
played for the Red Sox.
Okay. Yankee.
I mean, you for sure know this person.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of people. Very popular.
I'm going to give you word association for this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Mouse, fireplace.
Internet. Oh, okay. I know what it is. The House of Mouse, of course. The house that Babe built. Well, Mickey Mantle was in it.
Very good.
Too many retired Yankees. That's a problem.
All right.
Well,
nice job on the trivia.
That was very fun. Figure out I don't know anything. You know, if you would have quizzed me on all 6s, probably would have had it, for the record. But whatever. That was episode 59. Our thanks to the staff for getting the word poo past the censors. We'll have to mark this episode explicit. Follow us on Instagram at Trivial Arguments and Spotify and Apple. I'm allowing anybody that listens to this episode to personally DM me their thoughts, whether good or bad. And if it's funny, I'll mention it next time. What are your final thoughts?
I think that I like that trivia. And I like that we got 2 separate games that are nearly identical. That's my favorite part of our podcast now.
One of us might have stolen it from the other person. Subconsciously.
I like we should just combine it. And it's when I do it, it's say less. When you do it, it's words, words, words. And the title of the game is... Say less words, words, words.
I mean, is that not the concept?
Say fewer. It should be grammatically correct.
I almost said something real bad.
We already marked it explicit. Just let it out.
No. You said say fewer. I heard fewer. So yeah.
Moving on.
Say less.
I can cut this part.
That's fine. Leave it in. If we're popular enough to get canceled, we were popular enough, my friend. We argued. So you didn't have to. Remember, folks, you're allowed to be wrong.
Lord knows we are.
Trouble.